This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The Department of Education will inform states and school districts that if any teacher or school official suggests to a child that they could be trapped in the wrong body, they will be faced with severe consequences, including potential civil rights violations for sex discrimination.
Yeah, Donald Trump, when he was on the campaign trail and now that he's president-elect, has promised he's going to crack down on some of the problems we've seen, the social contagion problems on this trans issue that we've seen right here, for example, in the Parkway School District. The whistleblower for the trans center there at Washington University said pretty clearly that they had schools where there were groups of children coming in who suddenly decided that they were trans. So hopefully we're going to get this addressed. Today, the Supreme Court is going to hear the transgender procedure for minors issue. We got Terry Schilling on the phone, president of the American Principles Project. And Terry, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, thank you so much for having me back on.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are we expecting to hear today during this SCOTUS hearing?
Well, this is all about SB1 in Tennessee, and SB1 bans was so-called pediatric gender medicine, also known as sex change procedures for minors. And it all happened because Matt Walsh, who's a famous blogger and commentator at the Daily Wire, uncovered videos at the Vanderbilt University Medical Center where executives there were doing presentations talking about how much more money and revenue they could bring in to the medical system there by offering these sex change procedures for minors.
Wow.
And it's absolutely egregious. So Tennessee passed SB1 to protect children and families from these types of exploitation and I would say consumer fraud. And the big question before the Supreme Court is this constitutional? Or is this depriving trans-identifying Americans of their rights to quote-unquote health care? I think the obvious answer is sex change procedures are not health care. They are health destruction. You're ruining your body. And I would be really shocked to see the Supreme Court rule the wrong way and tear down all 26 states' laws that have passed passed in the last 3 years.
Including Missouri's law. And who's fighting it? Is it the ACLU? I mean, who's gone to court with this?
You'll be shocked to hear this, but the ACLU has teamed up with the United States of America. Our Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, is defending this. Not Merrick Garland. I forget the name of the woman on the case. She's the Solicitor General.
Right.
But it's the United States government against these states that are trying to protect children. The good news is we have a new president now, and we're going to get a new attorney general, and it's going to be reversed. We're going to go on offense and protect our kids.
Yeah, I wonder what happens in that situation. Does, you know, whoever becomes head of the Department of Justice, Attorney General, do they just go in and retract the case? I mean, how would they approach that? Do you have any ideas?
Well, they'll have to come up with new cases themselves. This, unfortunately, this Supreme Court case will be done and decided before President Trump gets into office. But there are a whole host of things that the Department of Justice can do to further protect our children. We need more investigations into these hospitals and their cover-ups. You know, the National Institute for Health, for example, is sitting on a $9.7 million taxpayer-funded study of research on kids that go through gender transitions. And they're sitting on it because the results are so terrible and so disastrous that if they release it, it will destroy the industry. Just like the CAST report in the United Kingdom did a lot to roll back European advancements on this, or retreats on this issue. I think that it'll have the same impact.
Well, I mean, I think just common sense tells you that most people are looking at this thinking, you know, if you're an adult and you've decided you want to mutilate your body like that, and you're paying for it, there are no taxpayer dollars involved, you go for it. If you are trying to do this to children, procedures that are irreversible for a 14 or a 15-year-old child or put them on puberty blockers, Americans don't support that. It's insane.
Oh, no. Not only do Americans not support that, Americans abhor the idea of giving children sex change procedures. I mean, don't forget, these are children. They're under 18. They can't even consent to sex. So in what crazy world are you living in that children can consent to sex changes?
Yeah.
It's absolutely nuts.
It is crazy. You know, Terry, we appreciate having you on. I was reading your bio this morning and realized you went to school in Steubenville, Ohio. My first job was in Zanesville, Ohio. I worked for WHIZ-TV over there.
Oh, yeah, that's very, very close. I love Ohio. It's a great state, amazing people. And the Franciscan University there in Steubenville is absolutely fantastic. I'm going to try and push my kids to go there.
Yeah, no kidding. It ranked in the top 10 in the country, it said, when I looked at their website. That's a small world. Terry Schilling, thanks for what you do. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Mark.
Absolutely. President of the American Principles Project, and up there paying close attention to this. Yeah, I would hope that, you know, whoever becomes the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, gets in there on day one and submits something to the Supreme Court saying the DOJ is no longer fighting this, just so you know. And they often don't issue their decisions till May. I don't know what, if any, impact it could have on it, but, I mean, it could, I imagine.
Get more at 971talk.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.